money. Okay, I think some of these videos that they put together, some of them are like six figures. It's a lot of money to produce a video just to release a schedule, but hey, when these franchises are worth billions and the league is raking in almost $20 billion a year, yeah, they got the money to spend. And so last night we found out about some of the games, right? Okay, Eagles, Cowboys to open up. Christmas, we got Commanders, Cowboys. Thanksgiving, Cowboys, Chiefs. We can go through the schedule. But what has garnered a whole hell of a lot more of attention between last night and today, are some of the methods that the teams utilized to release their schedules. There was some good, and then there was some bad. Okay, here in Atlanta, Atlanta Falcons decided to use, I think it was ATL Kart, which I'm just like, okay, we couldn't find a better name, something like that. It was basically a play on Mario Kart. All right, you got Freddie the Falcon and Bijan Robinson. They're riding around through the city, and they're, you know, throwing turtle shells at opposing teams. All right, creative. Great, 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 great. And then last night we talked about this. This was pretty fun. The Buffalo Bills are just like, it's a skit. It's like Brandon Bean is having a chat with Josh Allen. He's like, oh, we got to release the schedule. How do we do it? And Josh Allen is like, let's use AI. And they actually called Allen Iverson. This was actually a good one. This was my favorite one. Not that I sat around and watched every one, but take a listen to this.
AI, thanks for doing this today.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I here?
We do want you to reveal the Buffalo Bills 2025 schedule.
Buffalo Bills? Josh Allen Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, Josh actually sent us to shoot with you.
Wow. MVP Josh Allen. That's something for me to brag about.
He said he wanted to use AI.
Use AI or the real AI?
You're the only AI I know, dude.
Okay, so we got the real deal. Let's do it then. Here's the schedule.
Yeah, and in the most Allen Iverson way possible, he just held up a piece of paper. For 2 seconds, here's the schedule. How much money am I getting? It's time to leave. Nice, funny video, okay? I liked it. Anything with Allen Iverson is great. I also love the way that he's, I want to say universally loved. There was a point in time where this guy was universally derided and beat down coming out of high school. So it's just good to see Allen Iverson stable and then getting some love. Now, that's good. That's fun. That was great. The Indianapolis Colts, I don't know what the hell is going on with these folks. They're just a mess. I mean, from their owner, Jim Irsay, I hope he's in good health. I mean, he's had his issues with substance abuse. I don't feel like we've seen him in public in a long time, all the way down to their quarterback issues. I mean, trying to choose between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones is like asking whether or not I want to be shot or stabbed. Neither. I don't want either one of these guys, okay? Colts are bad. And so last night, they put out their own schedule release. And what did they use? Minecraft. Yeah, the video game. I think they even got movies of this thing. I've never played Minecraft in my life. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Hey, Ray, do you know what Minecraft is?
I'm familiar with it, but it's more of a kid's game, and they use their parents' wallets to spend money to play this game as well, that and Roblox. I'm not familiar. I'm old.
Okay. So Minecraft, I thought Minecraft hasn't been around for like 20-something years. I don't know.
Right? Now, it's been around, but it's taken off something really ridiculous over the last 5 to 6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because they did a movie. Didn't they just do a movie about Minecraft?
Right.
So Microsoft owns Minecraft. And the Indianapolis Colts, and it's a video game. It's an animated thing. The best way I can describe it over the radio, it's an animated thing. And so everything, you know, the Colts are just running around, animated stuff. The Colts are going to take on the Dolphins this year. And at one point in time, in this animated video that they made, the Indianapolis Colts had like a Coast Guard run up to a Dolphin like it was going to get arrested. And the Dolphin's name was Tyreek Hill. And so the Indianapolis Colts actually put this up on the internet and then they pulled it down. And then they put out an entire apology about it. which is hilarious. This is the most Indianapolis Colts thing ever. Remember when they seemed to be good, like when Peyton Manning was there? Anyway, the Colts said, we removed our schedule release video because it exceeded our rights with Microsoft and included an insensitive clip involving Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. We sincerely apologize to Microsoft and Tyreek. You can't make, like, you got to apologize to Microsoft. Like, what are we doing? The Los Angeles Chargers, I want to call them San Diego so bad. The Los Angeles Chargers also use Minecraft, but apparently they had permission. And so here you got the Indianapolis Colts infringing upon somebody's rights or property. I'm sure they already work with Microsoft. The entire league has a deal with Microsoft. And then they insulted Tyreek Hill. And so what's the big deal about a Dolphin getting arrested at sea? Well, it mirrors reality. Because you might recall last year, before game one of the regular season, Tyreek Hill was stopped. He was roughed up a little bit by the police. And then he had his citations dropped. Just listen to David Muir from ABC last year.
One of the police officers involved in the arrest of Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill is now on administrative duty tonight. Video of the incident showing Hill being pulled over and placed in handcuffs on the side of the road just hours before playing in the first game of the season. Police citing Hill for reckless driving and driving without a license. Hill later insisting he wasn't speeding and that he didn't say anything offensive to police. Police body camera video now part of the investigation.
Oh, you can't make this stuff up. And so the Colts are making light of that. And then there was also an issue a couple of seasons ago where he got involved with like an altercation with somebody at a marina. And so if you are Tyreek Hill, yeah, you've had your share of issues. Well, he's had his share of issues dating back to college and domestic abuse, just terrible, terrible things. But he's had an issue at a marina in the water and then also with the police. And so the Colts, they decided to make light of this. And then they said, my bad. They said, I'm sorry. Apparently, Tyreek Hill, he did not care. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, he said he laughed about it and didn't think they needed to take it down on his account. Tyreek Hill even went online himself. Tyreek Hill added the Colts directly. And he said, you should have left it up. This was funny, and he kind of threw his arms up. I give him credit for not being offended. Like, I mean, some of the things that he's done, some of the things that he said, he should be the last dude. And we're already in this social media era. People say whatever. I'm not shocked that the Indianapolis Colts said that. They were probably more concerned about Microsoft than Tyreek Hill. I ain't got no problem with it. Especially for a guy who acts like him. Ray, did you think there was an issue there?
Yeah, when I first saw it, I thought it was a little corny, you know, considering the way it was handled in the media when the season begun and kind of the history with players getting in those kind of situations. I don't think it's the right play as a team. It's not the Dolphins. It's not a division rival. You're kind of out of the way and involving yourself with something that's none of your business, essentially. So I thought it was a little corny.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of these videos... I mean, somebody did, if NFL teams were Pop-Tarts, I'm like, is this real? Am I looking at this the right way? I'm like, who does? And everybody can't have Allen Iverson pop up in a video. I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars had that. Who's the guy who bathes his face in Saratoga spring water? What's that guy?
I forget his name at the moment. But
Aaron? Arson? Aaron?
Yes. Arson something, but he's
Arson.
I thought that was pretty genius.
Ashton, is it Ashton?
We're gonna look him up. But I enjoyed that one because I find everything he does to be utterly ridiculous. I think people are taking him too seriously. There's a lot of satire involved in, like the guy is setting up cameras and recording himself having a pretend life. That's comedy to me.
Isn't that 99% of people on the internet?
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's getting money though, right? He's getting money,
allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you sitting courtside at the Heat, he got to be making some type of money.
Well, you know, possibly. Ashton. But, you know, sometimes these teams
Ashton
now.
Ashton Hall.
Ashton Hall.
He's not an R&B singer. That's him, right?
That's Aaron Hall up the block.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, these teams now, they like to lean into the social media trends. So they'll sit a person courtside if it means they get a couple of clicks on the socials. I've seen people who are not funny at all, but they're viral, get courtside looks.
Who? Like who?
There was a young lady named Kalani. She does these awkward dating videos. Kalani George, I think it was her name.
Kalani is not a singer.
No, she just makes comedic videos about going on awkward dates. She was courtside at a Pistons game in the middle of the season. We had that Bubba guy who calls everyone trash. Next thing you know, he's everywhere.
Yeah, Bubba Dub has been here on the show. I've had him here.
Social media. All you got to do is be funny, get a couple of clicks, and you're viral and out of here.
Yeah, he's on a comedy tour with I don't know, people who are comedians. I don't know.
Right. We had the guy from Detroit. What is his name? Where he was like, he was viral for a second, but the guy who does the big fella jokes, he had a nice big little fella. Run. Shiggy was courtside when he was viral doing the Kiki Shiggy. Do You Love Me dance.
What happened to Shiggy?
He's just in Queens now. I worked a high school championship game for the PSAL a month and a half ago, and it was at our Queens College, and he was just there looking around to see if someone would notice him. So he's around.
Oh, wow. Yeah, flavor of the month. That's what they say. Huh?
Absolutely. Then you had Odell, but no, he was a football player. Excuse me.
Nene Day Kardashian, that's his thing, right?
Yeah.
Or his brother. I met his brother a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah?
His brother is they made me sit in a bowl of Cheez-Its. Don't make me explain.
No, I think you have to now.
I was sitting in a bowl of Cheez-Its down at the Orange Bowl.
Did you have a throwaway outfit on, or was it a good fit?
They reimbursed me. I was wearing. I had a JR Sport Brief Cheez-It hoodie, and then they had to reimburse me for my blazers and my shorts and all that other stuff.
Come on, man. I mean, at least they reimbursed you, right?
Yeah, well, of course. My ass was greasy. I didn't know that stuff was that greasy.
Come on, man.
Sitting in a bowl of Cheez-Its. Come on, man.
You didn't sign up for that.
I did sign up for it. I just didn't know I'd really be sitting in like a real bowl of Cheez-Its. So.
Well, you know, as long as they didn't hit you with some ooze a la Nickelodeon, a little Cheez-Its can't hurt. Did you get a lifetime supply of Cheez-Its at least?
Commemorative box. They should have let me take the stupid thing home, but I think the shipping would have been astronomical.
Yeah.
The bowl, it was a big-ass bowl. Yeah, I sat in a bowl of Cheez-Its, and I had a car. I was in there with Odell's brother for it. He joined me in my bowl for a little bit.
Shout out to him. You guys are the Cheez-It bros.
I had no idea his brother was on Netflix. People are coming up, and they're just like, I don't know. I just knew who his brother is today, and they're like, oh, he's on his famous show on Netflix. And I'm like, man, I don't know.
I guess.
I don't sit around watching dating shows on Netflix. Not my thing.
You were concerned about Cheez-It crumbs in your blazer. I could understand your priorities.
Oh, my Nike blazers, not my blazer. Blazers.
Oh, no. See, you should have took the kicks off, man.
No, I can't. What, be barefoot in the Cheez-Its? You got
socks.
Come on. And I got to walk around the field. I was in there three quarters of the day, but I had to get out every now and then.
Fair enough.
Yeah, people get famous. Internet will drive people crazy. And shout-outs to the Colts. Crazy enough, on and off the football field, the Colts are in a world of their own. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of a team in Indianapolis, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a chat with Shakia Taylor. Covers all things NBA, based out of the Midwest for The Athletic. I'm going to ask her about these Pacers and if she saw this coming, because they're one step away from the NBA Finals. We'll have a chat with Shakia Taylor on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, man, y'all better pray for those young people. Pray for them. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Last night, the New York Knicks could not get the job done against the Boston Celtics, the Tatumless Boston Celtics. But the Indiana Pacers, they handled business a couple of nights ago. They got the Cavaliers the hell up on out of here, winning that semifinals matchup 4-1. We've heard Haliburton be referred to as overrated by some of his peers. Rick Carlisle just seems to have kind of drifted into the background as he lets him run the team. And the Pacers, they won another 50 games. And once again, they're one step away from the NBA Finals. So talk about why they don't get love, why they don't get attention, what we can expect from them moving forward as they get ready to take on the Knicks or Celtics. Joining us right now is an NBA staff writer for The Athletic, someone who also worked for the Chicago Tribune. Joining us right now is Shakia Taylor. Shakia, how are you? It's Shakia.
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Good to have you. I didn't have you for a second. How you feeling?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Why don't the Indiana Pacers get the love and respect that we get from a lot of these other teams?
You know what? I've seen a ton of people talk about why they don't pay attention to the Pacers. And for some reason, a lot of people seem to be caught up on market size. So there's the they are a small market team conversation happening. But then there's also this idea that a team without your traditional superstar isn't going to get the attention. And I don't think people look at the Pacers, which is more of a balanced team, as a team with like an individual hero, a big superstar. Even though I would say if something goes, you know, one way with the Pacers, people look at Tyrese Halliburton that way, even if they don't want to necessarily admit that they do.
Most certainly. He ended up on the Olympic team, got himself a gold medal. We know he was on the bench right next to Jason Tatum. But this is someone who's been a multiple-time all-star. We all saw the survey. He said it didn't matter to him, but he's been very vocal about it after the fact. Why do you think he's looked upon in that way and considered to be, even by some of his peers, overrated?
You know, I can't really say, right? I think some of it is, you know, people feel like he doesn't talk trash you know, when he's down. That's been the common comment, you know, he doesn't talk trash when he's down. I'm not sure that matters. I also think, you know, maybe because Tyrese may not come across as, you know, as cool as some people would like, that they look at him the way that they do. But as far as on the court stuff, I can't say that I get it. I can't say that I understand it. It seems to me he delivers when his team needs him to.
And Shakia Taylor is here with us, NBA staff writer for The Athletic. One thing that impresses me about Halliburton is he's able to get the ball up and down the court really without turning the ball over, which I know is a dream come true for Rick Carlisle. This is someone who has championship experience, has won a championship. How has Rick Carlisle changed and adjusted to his time with the Pacers, the Mavs, and in this new era of basketball?
You know, it seems like his traditional ways of coaching just work for his team. He's got a young team that essentially has the same sort of personality, right? They want to play fast. They're a very well-conditioned team. It's something they talk about. They want to play fast. They want to hustle hard. And I think, you know, as a coach, you know, Rick Carlisle is giving that to them, right? He is coaching up to what makes them good. He talks about them being a team of togetherness and their chemistry mattering. And just from being around this team for the last couple of months, you can see that those are very real things. They aren't really a team that is one person above the rest. They are constantly, even in their post-game interviews, they talk about each other. They big one another up. And that may be, you know, a formula for winning. And Rick Carlisle is obviously one of the architects of that, along with that front office there in Indianapolis. It's a team of guys who just like playing for each other, and they let you know it. And I want to talk about something you mentioned, and that was Tyrese Halliburton and them not paying attention to the I think in some of his post-game responses, he let us know that he was paying attention to it, and also that it kind of fueled him. You know, there were a couple games in both series, in the first and the second round, where the crowd chanted overrated at him. And it almost seemed like he got better in the game the more they chanted.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, he put one of the games to sleep right after the fact and was not shy at all of letting people know about it. Shakia Taylor is here with us, covers the NBA for The Athletic. We don't know who's coming up next. We presume it's going to be the New York Knicks if they can handle business at some point over the next two games. How do you think the Pacers would fare against the Knicks and or the Celtics?
I really think everyone, regardless of opponent, has to worry about the same thing. Is over and over, we've watched the Pacers speed teams up. They create a ton of chaos on offense, right? They're constantly passing the ball. They're known for that extra pass that catches, you know, their opponent in a mismatch. I think they're, regardless of who they play, it's going to be the same problem. They have preached their wear down effect, and it seems to work for them. They make everyone run at their pace. They make everyone play their game. And by the time you get done playing their game, you're gassed. And that's how they've been able to come back from these 20-point deficits. They wear you down.
Well, Shakia, you talk about gas. The last time we saw Oklahoma City out on the court with the Denver Nuggets, the Nuggets looked gassed. Everybody outside of Nikola Jokic, OKC has a chance to close out their series in a little more than an hour from now. What are your thoughts on what we should expect? Do you think that SGA and crew are going to finish things off tonight?
I kind of think they will. Ever since, I would say a few months ago, I've been saying I think we'll see OKC in June. I still think that's the case. I think we see them in June. I think they're in the finals.
Well, one team I know that we will not see anymore the rest of this season. Last night, the door got shut on the Golden State Warriors. We know that they're an older team. They're a smaller team. What changes do you think they could potentially make to make use of whatever years Steph Curry has left?
Well, I mean, the big thing for them is, right, they have to get Steph some help and some real help. I don't think, the Jimmy Butler thing worked out immediately the way they thought it would. He fell, he had his own injury to deal with. So I think, like, ultimately, this offseason is about how do we build what we need around Steph, whether it be in retaining some pieces that they have or getting some new guys into the mix. I think that has to be their focus because you can't waste another Steph Curry year.
Shakia Taylor is here with us via The Athletic. When you think about some of the players that might be available this offseason, the Kevin Durants, the Giannis Antetokounmpos of the world, who do you think would have a better or an immediate impact somewhere else? Would it be Kevin Durant and his ability to score? If he goes down to Houston, does he kind of take them to a new level? And Giannis, if he somehow, some way can end up, I don't know, on Golden State, who do you think is more likely to have a big impact wherever they might be next year?
I don't think there's a difference in the impact those two guys make. I think instantly, regardless of where they go, they make impact. This is two of the greatest players in the world. Like, no matter where they go, something big is, coming along with them. I don't know that Giannis leaves Milwaukee. It seems like, it's home. It seems like they want him there. Everything I've read doesn't sound like he's necessarily like, I got to get out of here. Mm. But just that he's open to the idea of getting out of here. So I think Milwaukee still has a shot with Giannis. Kevin Durant is a completely different story. I do think he's going somewhere this summer, just not sure where. And wherever that's going to be, one of the greatest scorers alive. So I think his impact will be great. I think him in Houston is an interesting, conversation simply because Houston's so young. And maybe they could use that veteran scorer, that guy with experience, because they were a really fun team to watch.
And Shakia Taylor is here with us, covers the NBA for The Athletic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. And it looks like we have a good idea as to where one guy might be going, and that's Cooper Flagg. It looks like the Dallas Mavericks are going to select him at number one overall. What do you think this means for the Dallas Mavericks in the immediate future as they still have a little bit older of a team? And you have a Kyrie coming off an injury. You got an injury plagued Anthony Davis. How do you think this is going to play out in the near future?
I mean, I think for right now, in the immediate, one, it gives the fan base something to be excited about again, because they were obviously devastated by the trade of Luka Doncic. Now, as far as the team, like the way it's made up, I think Cooper Flagg coming kind of helps in some different ways, right? Because obviously Kyrie and Klay, those guys went to Dallas with the hope of, being a contender. And they were. And then, the best guy got traded away. So I think this buys the team time with those guys as well. It looks promising. It looks promising, at least for the next season, as something to watch, something to be interested in. Not sure what direction they're going to go, but I know right now there's a bit of happiness just in the fact that there's some hope back in Dallas basketball.
And without a shadow of a doubt, speaking of hope and youthful exuberance, Shakia, last question for you. We're at a spot right now in the NBA season where we have faces that we're not used to seeing, which I find to be good. The Brunsons, the Halliburtons, the Anthony Edwards, the SGAs of the world. We're really dialing down into kind of a youth movement right now, which is well needed. Who are you favoring given the way things have started to shake out? What team are you really looking at going, oh, they might be a favorite here to win it all?
Well, I already said I threw my hat in the ring on OKC months ago. I just thought they were a team I'd like to see in June, and I think we will. So obviously them. And I would say I think the Pacers are still being overlooked. I've seen a ton of people, you know, say I've been overlooking them. I'm not overlooking them anymore. But I don't know if there's enough people who have moved that direction. Like, I really think that this is a team that has a strong shot to make it tough for anyone. And it's they have, as we talked about, dynamic coaching. They have a very young team. And then they have a bench. They have the depth, you know, that is kind of the way of present day sports, right? Present day basketball. In the past, there was always like, okay, there's a guy. You have the guy who you can count on. You have the superstar who you lean on. But in this instance, any of these guys can create their own shot and they can get hot on any night. Think about it. I've been at some of these games and I've been like, oh, I guess this is the Thomas Bryant game, right?
Wow.
Oh, TJ McConnell is doing, you know, he's doing his thing. I think they're going to be a tough out. I think the Pacers are still low-key slept on.
Okay. Well, Shaquille, I'll tell you this. I know Halliburton's dad is kind of banned right about now. But that guy will be insufferable if they get anywhere near the finals, okay?
Yeah. I'm sure he will. I mean, I'd be too if I were in his position. I think I'd be very excited if my kid made it to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, he'd be waving that flag in a hotel room somewhere. So we'll see how far the Pacers go. Shakia, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work with The Athletic?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, obviously, subscribe to The Athletic. You can actually follow me in The Athletic app, which is a really cool feature. Then I'm on X, I guess is what we're calling it, at Curly Fro. I am also under the same handle on Blue Sky. And then I can also be found on Instagram, where I usually just post video, you know, from games or whatever, but it's at A Little Bit of Dope on Instagram.
Okay. Hey, Shakia, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, okay? Stay away from Halliburton's dad and that flag. It's kind of dangerous, all right?
Thank you for having me. Have a good one.
You as well. That's Shakia Taylor, NBA staff writer for The Athletic. Can you imagine? Like, I could see Halliburton and his man, Ray, I could see. Did you see Halliburton when he was doing the WWE stuff?
Absolutely. He fully bought into it as well. I was actually impressed.
Could you imagine if they actually get close to winning anything, both him and his dad in WWE? That'd be hilarious.
Well, I mean, the timing would be perfect if you think about it. They have a WWE show, I believe, this summer at MetLife. So imagine if they win and they beat the Knicks. The booze that would rain down would be crazy.
If the Pacers beat the Knicks and then they throw Halliburton out there at MetLife Stadium?
Epic.
Oh, my God. Who somebody'd have to beat him up, right? Who would he fight against?
I mean, maybe Jalen Brunson. Do a little tag team match.
Didn't they do that already?
Right, but they didn't have a match. Now you got a pay-per-view match.
Jalen Brunson and his dad, Rick, versus Halliburton and his dad, what's his name? Dad John, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, and think about it. Back in the day, you had Diamond Dallas Page and Karl Malone versus Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman. Why not?
Yeah, DDP right here in Atlanta. Yeah, he is, yeah. Wow. Yeah, why not? Let's have a father-son NBA in the WWE. I don't know if the contracts will allow that, but why not? Didn't Brunson hit somebody with a chair or so? I don't know. Yeah, making stuff up now. I wish somebody hit Halliburton with a chair today. I'm joking anyway. Only Reggie Miller. That I'm not joking about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about something else you might see on TV, but right now it's a news flash with Rich Ackerman. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Shakia Taylor for joining us in the last break. NBA staff writer for The Athletic. She feels good about these Indiana Pacers. She thinks that we'll see the Pacers representing the Eastern Conference in the finals, and that we'll see the Oklahoma City Thunder ultimately hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy that they now have to roll out in a gigantic Louis Vuitton case. Because why not? Opulence. Just can't have no regular. They never used to have a case. It's not the Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup, they roll that out in a trunk. I don't know. Whatever. NBA just taking money from everybody. Why not? This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Yeah, today. And speaking of today, we got more to do. We just had a chat with Shakia Taylor. Thank you again. Next hour, we're going to have a chat with Jim Plotkin to talk about everything going on with the PGA Championship. Rory McIlroy, this man finally got over the hump, and he's thinking of joining up today. I'm going to ask Jim what the heck is going on. So we'll have that conversation next hour. Oklahoma City and Denver, they get going. Denver's trying to avoid elimination, so we'll get into that. So we got a whole lot more to get into, whether it's golf, basketball. But I gotta make this point. Right before we went to break, we talked about some entertaining things, things that would be entertaining. Like if Tyrese Halliburton actually did make the NBA Finals, thank God his dad is stuffed away in cobwebs right now. Pacers said, you don't know how to act. Stay home. Okay. He might end up in the WWE. Halliburton has made an appearance on WWE TV before, and so has Jalen Brunson. And so who knows? Maybe we'll see them back in a WWE ring, swinging chairs at each other. I guess. Outside of that, one thing that we did learn that we will see, everybody with a Netflix subscription, prepare yourselves. Maybe you didn't have enough of this guy in Boulder, Colorado. Maybe you don't have enough of him on social media or his show with Roxy Diaz. Or maybe you didn't have enough of him as he talked about his son. Deion Sanders Primetime is going to have a 3-part series on his football career coming to Netflix. Here, take a listen to this trailer that they dropped.
Falcons first round choice, Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders, Primetime, Deion. He's being ranked as the best pure corner.
Primetime's coming to Atlanta.
$13 million signing bonus.
Huge, huge deal.
D and Deion stands for dollars.
This is my house, and this will always be my house. Now let's continue.
I never said anything derogatory towards Deion. The hell with him.
They probably haven't said two words to each other out there. I think it's understood.
Hey, we got some duking going on.
He quick jammed me to my face. He knew I was going to swing.
Deion's giving that whole field left hook.
George has time, and his pass is intercepted.
Uh-oh. They're not catching him.
Down the sideline.
Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders.
They're going to do a number on the crowd here.
The show has just begun.
Oh, my goodness. 3 episodes? I'm going to sit down. What I'm going to watch it, right? I sat down and watched Aaron Rodgers. I think it was 4 hours of him doing drugs. I watched that. I can sit down and watch Deion and Andre Rison beat the hell out of each other again. I can do that. Ray, you going to watch this Deion documentary?
Absolutely. He's must see. I mean, he might not beat the allegations of being a distraction for his players when it comes to draft time a year from now, but I want to be entertained as a sports fan, so I'm tapping in.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll watch. Not out the gate. Do they drop all the episodes at one time, or they just say, hey, you got to come back next week?
Oh, no, Netflix. They still in the binge game, so we're going to watch all 3 episodes back to back to back.
What doesn't – well, when Squid Game, they don't all come out at once, do they?
Yeah, Squid Game's dropped. It was the whole – they give you the whole thing, and then you watch it however you choose to.
Now, it's a robbery that Deion Sanders has a documentary coming out, 3 parts. And it's not on Amazon Prime. It's on Netflix. Didn't they miss the boat on that one?
Well, you know, 1 + 1 usually equals 2. Somehow someone got 11, and they missed the boat on the Amazon Prime situation.
What'd they have to do? Write a check for another $100,000? Like, big deal, right?
Money talks, doesn't it?
It does, but, I mean, both of them got more than enough. Like Jeff Bezos, how much is Jeff Bezos worth? I'm off the top of my head. I'm just going to guess.
He has Tony Stark money. I don't even know. It'd be in the billions.
$230 bill is my guess at this moment. Go ahead and Google that. Let's see. Bezos net worth. Is it 230? Let's see. I'm right at it. There we go. It's 226. He must have went down by $4 over the past, days, lunchtime. Yeah, they can afford a Deion Sanders documentary. They missed the boat on that one.
Well, you know, maybe it didn't go up the chain to Jeff himself.
Oh, I'm sure he's busy sitting on a yacht somewhere. He's not quite Bill Belichick, right? No.
Ironically, he has a little more self-awareness when it comes to that.
Okay, so she's not 23. She might be like 40-something instead, right?
Right, right. You
more know, age appropriate.
Absolutely. Yeah, if I'm going to offend you with my money, the least I could do is not offend you with my choices with dating.
Yeah, how about that? Acting like an adult of net worth. I wonder how much is he's liquid. I wonder how much he got in the bank and assets all over the place. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. I know Jeff Bezos and his bloodline, they got a bright future ahead of them. We come back. I don't know about these other guys. They got a lot of money. I don't know if they got rings. I'm going to tell you about the Golden State Warriors who got eliminated last night without Steph Curry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.